USA News. I'm Tim Berg. For the first time ever, the President of the United States will not be at any of the sites of the terrorist attacks to commemorate September 11th. President Biden will instead mark the grim anniversary with a speech in Alaska. This as those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the Pentagon are being honored Monday.
I'm especially moved to be here with the family members of those we lost, with the survivors of the attacks, and with the first responders who raced to save innocent lives.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin marking the 22nd anniversary of the attacks during a ceremony in Arlington, Virginia. Rescue efforts are continuing in Morocco days after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck the country. The death toll stands at more than 2,100, with thousands more injured. Experts say Friday's quake was the strongest to hit the North African nation in more than a half century. Major pushback is continuing across the country after New Mexico's Democratic governor issued an executive order Friday suspending for 30 days state amendments' rights to carry guns for self-defense in Albuquerque. The governor justifying the move by declaring that recent gun violence in the region constituted a public health emergency. When questioned about her order's contradiction of the Second Amendment, the governor said no constitutional right is intended to be absolute. The UAW is now just 3 days away from a possible strike against all three Detroit automakers. UAW President Sean Fain telling workers he rejected contract offers from Ford, GM, and Stellantis and says they have not yet offered them a fair contract. Among things the union is hoping to add to their new contract is a pay raise and a four-day-a-week work week. Today is National Day of Service and Remembrance Day. This is USA News.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrice, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 close-up, certain sounds and images are still embedded in their memory. Reporter Recollections with USA News' Laura Winters.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who is absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put. When suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Me?
Oh, my God. No.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin granted an absolute pardon to the father who was arrested at a school board meeting after the superintendent lied about his daughter's rape by a skirt-wearing boy. Scott Smith was publicly and falsely accused of domestic terrorism and hate crimes for attempting to advocate for his daughter, a victim of sexual assault. The Powerball jackpot for tonight's drawing is set for $522 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch,
we print
tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh,
a latte for Mike?
Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.